because they put me back into the cave there, and I got kind of nauseous. They had to pull me out pretty quick there. So, but the first time they gave me some of that stuff that they inserted in me there, it never bothered me. But this last time I went, it did. So, but anyways, it was only a few minutes there, and then I went back in and completed the test there, no problem. So, but anyhow, I'm sure his results will turn out okay there, I'm sure. So he'll just have to wait now for the results. Hear from his doctor there. Over.
Get up. Well, I didn't see any doctor around there because I can go beside him on the MRI, right? But anyhow, so, yeah, so, yeah, busy place. But, I said, Tom said, I need to pick up a wheelchair for you because we need to go way far. So he said, no problem. So, yeah, no problem. And so when I left him this morning, he was very, very happy. Oh, yeah. He says, oh, my God. He says, I am very appreciative. Back to you.
Roger. Well, it goes so much smoother when somebody knows where they're going and get there. It's a lot easier from somebody that's not from the city there, that's for sure, because you always struggle with that, and parking is sometimes an issue, and then you got to walk and all that sort of thing. So I'm sure you gave them door-to-door service there. So fine business on that there, PR. So he's heading back there and to Moose Jaw. So it'd be a few hours till he gets home there, I'd imagine. So, anyways, what you got planned for the rest of the day? V5 Alpha Lima Mobile, V5 RJM.
Well, I have a couple things to do at the Sobeys, but not too much. And I stay home, and I will be on my HF radio or my VHF radio after lunch or whatever. Tommy, he should be there around 12:30. That's what he said. So, yeah, but I think you feel happy camper this morning after he left the hospital. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger. Well, you know, like I said, it makes things easier there, what you did there for him, so so that's great. That's what it's all about, people helping people, so in the amateur radio world, so. And, yeah, well, maybe next time he can talk to his doctor and refer it a little bit closer so he doesn't have to spend the night and all that sort of thing. Or have it later on in the day, at least. But you can't pick your times all the time. That's the problem, I guess. So, but you can maybe possibly pick where you want to have your MRI done. So yeah, maybe next time he'll maybe contact, be able to get it done locally there. Anyhow, yeah, I'll be busy today here doing off and on things here too throughout the day there. So, tending to Michelle here a little bit here. She's still under the weather, quite sick here. So, she's been off work here all week here. So yeah, things are not the best here right now. So, anyhow, we'll say 7-3s there, Pierre, and let you carry on there in the traffic there in Saskatoon. I'm glad you didn't get any more snow. You didn't need to have any of that floating around there this morning. V5 Alpha Lima Mobile, V5 RJM.
Roger. Well, it's pretty much a clear sky, minus 13 right now. So, yesterday we had some funny buzz on this repeater in Saskatoon, and I text to Derek about it, and somebody disconnect the system, so on 9300, so anyhow, so he fixed the problem and whatever. But, you know, I think somebody one day do some connect or disconnect, they forgot something. Hi.
Yeah, Roger. Well, apparently yesterday there was quite a few nodes that got disconnected somehow. I haven't looked into it yet, but when I get time later on, I will. So, but you're back connected and everything's still working, so that's the main thing. Over.
What happened, it was around 1 o'clock, 1:30, yesterday afternoon, around there. And it looked like when we were lifting, you hear some kind of buzz for, oh my God, maybe 30 seconds at least. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I said, what? I never heard that in my life before. Never. You know, I was I'm a ham radio operator for between 1974 then today, and I never heard that before, that kind of buzz like this. It was pretty strange. I said, what the hell's going on? Huh. Anyhow, so everything is good so far, so that's all right. Back to you.
Oh, for sure there, Pierre. So glad you got in contact with Derek and he was able to connect back up there and everything like that. So, alrighty, I'll let you go there, Pierre, and you have yourself a good day. Maybe talk with you later on in the afternoon there or something. So, we'll say 7-3s and have yourself a great day. Say hello there to Olga there from us here as well, and you guys both take care. V5 Alpha Lima, mobile V5 RJM. Clear on your final, 7-3.
Well, all right, no problem at all. So just say hello at Michelle and everything, so, and stay warm. So supposed to be cold again tomorrow, but after that, we'll be back on the springtime again. Hi. long spring, I guess. But anyhow. All right, 73, all my best for you, Rindy, and we'll see you later. V5, RJM, V5AL will be clear and listening. 73.
Hello, Randy. V5RJMD27WM Portable. Just saying hello in case you're still listening.
I think that's Raymond there. Very good morning to you. I heard you on earlier there with Henry there. You're on your walk there, so I was going to give you a shout, but sounded like you're busy there, so... So I take it you're back at home now, and everything's all good. You had a good walk and all that. Delta Juliet 7, Whiskey November, V5RJM. Back to you.
Yep, this is Delta Juliet 7, Whiskey November Portable, returning. Yeah, I'm actually still on my walk, and we'll be at my place in about 10 minutes, I guess. Well, I could have actually gone home straight away, but you know, the rest of today brilliant, and tomorrow it's going to go down again with the temperatures. But anyway, even though it sounds like yeah, we have 20 degrees, but... There is still March, And this is also a pretty tricky month. And April, of course, as we have this saying, April does what it wants. Yeah, that's the way it is. Anyway, Randy, I see this is really brilliant with the Echolink app. When I'm out with the handheld, it's really always looking out for a good reception. Yeah, but anyway, do you have any plans for today? So what's going on in your life? V5RTM, DT7WM portable.
Well, doing some work in the shack here today, and we'll be doing that a little bit off and on throughout the day, tending with Michelle here, so resting, doing a little bit of everything there, Raymond. So, yeah, not doing a whole much. Yesterday got back from Regina, so today is kind of just a nice recoup day, so sit back and relax. Yesterday was kind of challenging for me throughout the day there. So one nice thing, I got to meet up with a couple of hams there in Regina there, and now I can put a face to the call sign there. So that was the highlight there of the day there. Hi. So anyways, my test turned out good and everything else with the doctor, and yeah. So just sitting back and enjoying the day there today, kind of, so. Delta Juliet 7, Whiskey November, V5RJM.
And Delta Juliet 7, Whiskey November, portable returning. Yeah, I guess, the most important thing is health, and I really, really, really wish you all the best, and that you can, just go through life pretty relaxed. And yeah, of course, that's the problem always. Something comes, then it goes, and there is always something in the wake. And yeah, but anyway. Just take it slowly and, do what is good and wholesome. What else could one possibly say? We all in the same boat. Yeah, I notice it. wow, I'm 54? And yeah, I didn't know what it would be like when I was 20. But things are certainly much different. Knowing hands personally and having the opportunity to put a face to the call sign, this is amazing. Yeah, mixed communication entirely, I wouldn't say different, but certainly gives it a special touch when one touches base from time to time. Wow, you can hear me breathing. It's a little bit steep here again, but that's the way it is. I think I will give it back to you, and afterwards I will say 73, and maybe I'll call in tonight again, and if not, there will be certainly another day. Randy, mic back to you, V5RGM, DT7WM portable.
Roger. So, I'm not sure if you're aware there, Raymond. We have a kind of a unique fundraising thing going on starting today. It goes all weekend. A person gets a lot of good entertainment to watch throughout it, the fundraising. So it's called Telemiracle here. So I don't know if you're able to connect up, or maybe you can view it online. I think you can view it online now, so you might want to check it out, telemiracle.ca, and it's a pretty cool fundraiser, and you get to see, listen to a lot of different artists and so forth all weekend. So it's good. It helps out the province here. A lot of unfortunate people that are going through health issues and so forth. So just to make their life a little bit easier, that's what the fundraiser is all about. And a lot of people donate to it. Some people.